the 1960s, the world's attention was focused on a nail-biting race against time. The international campaign to save a dozen ancient Egyptian temples from drowning in the floodwaters of the new gigantic Aswan High Dam. But the coverage of this unprecedented rescue effort completely overlooked the daring French archaeologist who made it all happen. Without the intervention of Christian de Roche-Noblecourt, the temples, including the Temple of Dendur, now at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, would currently be at the bottom of a vast reservoir. It was an unimaginably complex project that required the fragile sandstone temples to be dismantled and rebuilt on higher ground. Willful and determined, de Roche-Noblecourt refused to be cowed by anyone or anything. As a member of the French Resistance in World War II, she survived imprisonment by the Nazis. In her fight to save the temples, she defied two of the most daunting leaders of the post-war world, Egypt's President Abdel Nasser and France's President Charles de Gaulle. As she told one reporter, "You don't get anywhere without a fight, you know." This is Michelle Juntinen. Please join me for Lynn Olson's Empress of the Nile.